Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Bear on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You know, it's almost 9 o'clock, and here you are on a Wednesday. Anytime you've got some issues with your vehicle, maybe just routine maintenance, you're getting ready for another huge weekend, nice June weekend, you want to get that car, truck, or van ready to go, you know where you got to take it. Take it to the pros at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker.
That's right. Expert Car Care, Mark, offers free inspections, guaranteed the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
They take care of everything, doesn't matter what it is, as small as a wiper blade, as big as a whole engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats right here, these two good-looking guys that you're watching right now on ParkerTheMan.com, you're going to dig it.
That's right. And Mark, if you mention Parker the Man, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
It's over $100 in savings passed on to you, $100 no homo. Just for saying Parker and the Man with any work done. Come on, you know Mike and his peeps know what they're doing. They get you done. Expert Car Care, location 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Talk to management. Will they listen to him or will it be a management
decision? Oh, I have no idea. They can. Well, obviously it'll be a management decision. They have to make the decision, but I ain't worried about that, so.
Yeah, Stan, we're not worried about that, right?
That's what I just said. We got to be worried about winning games.
Yeah, what's our main concern right now? Jameer.
We have to stop Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knicks tonight.
And the New York Knicks.
That's exactly
That's
right.
the plan, right?
That is the plan. That's what I just said.
Is Dave Ping here today? The guy who started this BS?
I don't see Ping here.
Me neither.
Are you guys done with me?
Yeah. Sure.
You can talk to him now.
All right.
That's part of it. You can go to YouTube and see the whole thing. They literally caught Dwight Howard red-handed. So you heard Ping's name mentioned there. Our guy Dave Pingler from Orlando. He's the sports director at WKMG Television. And that's why I brought it up too. It was a very awkward scene. Dwight Howard walks over. You know, Dwight's 6'11". Van Gundy is... If Jeff's 5'9", what is Stan? 5'11", maybe 6 feet tall? And he puts his arm around him, and so they're kissing cousins. And then, of course, he doesn't expect the media to start firing off and having Stan right there, and Stan admitting that, yes, he heard that Dwight was trying to get him fired in Orlando. He had gone to management, which means Otis Smith, and tried to get Van Gundy ousted. Well, as it turns out, they both left. Van Gundy finished the work in Orlando, and Dwight Howard left for L.A., where that didn't work out at all. That was brutal, and it seems like he's got a better situation now in Houston with Kevin McHale. But that's all over YouTube. That was kind of a bizarre day. I remember talking to Ping for a good hour and a half that night about just how that all unfolded. But that's the guy who's coaching your team and is running your franchise now. That's the guy. That's the last foray we saw of Stan Van Gundy in the NBA was how he dealt with the whole Dwight Howard situation. And obviously the way L.A. had to deal with him, it made it more clear that there were more Howard issues than there were the other side. And we didn't really know that as much at that point. That's when we first got a clear indication. Because I remember Rob, how people used to talk about Dwight Howard in glowing, like, Superman! That was his nickname, Superman. I don't think too many people use that nickname anymore. But that was his nickname, literally up until the day he put his arm around Stan Van Gundy and then was asked, did you try to get him phone? No, I didn't do anything. And Van Gundy, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Oh, yeah. You know, Otis and I talked, buddy.
That was not good. That was a weird circumstance.
So what do you know, look, we both knew Joe D like it's nobody's business since the day he started as a player. We all had relationships with Joe. He's been here a long time. This is a new deal. It's the dawn of a new day.
Well, Joe had 14 years as a player, and then 15 years as exec.
I mean, I say that this is the first time the Pistons have really changed anything since Jack McCloskey, because Joe melded right in from player to management, and then things just continued.
Yeah, but
forward.
You had other GMs in the middle of that. I mean, you don't forget. You
just
know.
Billy and Rick Sund, really. That's it. Jack got out of here in the early 90s. McKinney replaced him, and then Rick replaced McKinney. There wasn't much else here. I mean, it's the same. You know, you go back 1979 after Vitale's when Jack was hired. 35 years ago, you've had, a grand total of four GMs? Jack, Billy, I'll count Rick for a minute, and Joe. This is your fifth guy in 35 years.
Yeah, but you should. I mean, when you're winning, and it wasn't like...
I dare you to find another franchise that has something like that going. It's not too many.
No, not too many. And Mark, the other thing, too, is... After the first, I don't know, after Joe started, you know, 2000, 2001, and then before you know it, they win a championship in 2004. They go to another one in 2005. They sell out the building every night for 8 years. You know what I mean? Then you're not looking to make changes. I mean, there's not too many organizations who could say that. Ask the Knicks how many GMs they've had in 40 years. I mean, what, 40?
God,
30?
Maybe. I don't know.
25? Seriously. How many?
I don't know.
I bet you they've had 20 GMs
in 40
years.
They haven't won anything.
They haven't won anything.
So they deserve to have a lot of GMs.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Someone
else has to come in and try to figure it out.
What do you always say, Mark? If you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
And you're either in or in the way. And a lot of guys in New York have been in the way there, that's for sure. 9 o'clock hour, take more of your calls, 248-848-1130, plus a sports wrap.
And Tigers are threatening. Bases loaded, Mark. Nobody out. They trail 3-2 in the sixth. And is that J.D. Martinez up? I think.
And R.A. Dickey's out of the game.
Yeah, I got
you. So say goodbye to the knuckleball, thankfully. Yep, your boy J.D. Martinez. J-Mart.
Yep.
You just wanted to wait and see if he hit it out. A little granny action.
Hey, he should have been on
little
that.
Granny.
Mark, 2-1. Got to come in with a fastball.
That looked like wheelhouse to
right?
me, man.
Bases juiced.
We'll get you more caught up in sports wrap time next. Sports Night with Parker and Man, Detroit's 1130 WDF on the Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
I just think it's funny that Mike Babcock won't sign an extension, but Jeff Blashill did. The Grand Rapids Griffins guy signs a 3-year extension, but the Wings own coach won't sign one. When's the last time you heard that? Seriously. The AHL guy signs the contract, and he is the coach in waiting. Come on, don't fool me. Jeff Blashill signs 3 years with the Griffins. Mike Babcock, not so much. All right, Rob, let's do a little update action here.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Keith, you'll be next up at 248-848-1130 as we enjoy some Louie's Pizza in this 9 o'clock hour and DeQuinder between 9 and 10 Mile. Blue Jays put a couple on the board in the sixth. They lead the Tigers 3-2. The Tigers are blowing chances left and right. Look who's in the game. The rookie is in the game, people. Suarez is making his debut. Wearing number 30. He's chewing on that gum, and he's ready to go. The Suarez era has begun at Comerica Park. Wow. 3-2 Jays right now, top seven. Rick Porcello still on the mound for the Tigers. R.A. Dickey is out for Toronto, so the knuckleballer sits down. Porcello continues forward, trailing by one. Miggy and Kinsler have homers tonight for the Tigers, and so does Melky Cabrera for Toronto. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, game one, first period done. Going to period two, the Rangers and Kings got a little feisty at the end of the first period. 3 goals total. The Rangers lead the Kings 2-1. Carl Hagelin with his 7th. Of the postseason for New York. It's been a very good postseason in hockey. Absolutely. Very exciting. A lot of goal scoring. But some good efforts in goal, too. 2-1. Rangers lead the Kings in game one. NBA Finals begin tomorrow night in San Antonio. Other baseball, American League. Yonas Cespedes now with 2 homers tonight for Oakland, but they still trail the Yankees 4-3 in the sixth. In the Bronx, Cespedes now with 12 on the season. Why they haven't called this yet, I have no idea. It's 10 after 9 Eastern time, and there's still a rain delay. It's still posted as delayed in Cleveland between the Red Sox and the Indians. Well, if it's moving as fast as it moved out of here, maybe they're still thinking it will. I think it's got to be out by 10 to start a baseball game. I think that's what the rule is in the East. Baltimore, maybe it's later. That changes all every year. Baltimore over Texas, 4-2 in the third. Nick Markakis with his 4th. Angels in Houston, no score 4th at Minute Maid. Interleague Series this afternoon. Mariners beat the Braves 2-0 in Atlanta. That's their 5th win in a row. Iwakuma and Rodney on the shutout. Fernando with a 16th save. Miami leads Tampa 5-3-6. Evan Longoria, his 6th homer. St. Louis over Kansas City, 1-0 4th. Same score, same inning. Milwaukee over Minnesota. National League, Padres still lead the Pirates 3-2 in the 8th. Washington over Philadelphia, but the Phillies have scored, Larry Boa. 5-2 in the 6th inning. Cincinnati still leads San Fran on the Todd Frazier homer, 2-0 5th. Mets over the Cubs at Wrigley, 3-2 in the third. Didi Gregorius with his 1st of the year for Colorado. They lead Arizona 3-0 1st. And Major League Baseball draft tomorrow. Tigers pick 23rd in the first round. We'll have that for you tomorrow night. You don't want to miss that big event. 146 Belmont Stakes on Saturday. The draw this morning, California Chrome drew the number two position. Horse hasn't won from there in 20 years. He's the favorite at 3-5. 11 horse field. Rafael Nadal, Andy Murray onto the semis in Paris. Simona Halep and Andrea Petkovic onto the semis for the women in Paris as well. PGA St. Jude golf begins tomorrow, bright and early in Memphis. Phil Mickelson is playing and tees at 8:40. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. We just had Stan Van Gundy on. We've got Louise Pizza in the house. There's another piece for me. Thank you very much. Between 9 and 10 mile on DeQuinder. 23141 DeQuinder. Their number is 248-547-1711. Here's the pink menu right here. Award-winning pizza from Louise. Our number is 248-848-1130. Keith, you're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? Doing great. What's up, buddy?
Hey, is that pizza really good?
Oh, seriously.
Well, you haven't. Have you been going to Louise or not?
No, I just knew they were like rivaling Shields and Buddies. They were winning the awards, like you just said.
No. Very, very
good. I think
good.
He came from Buddies. Is that correct, Gary? Gary knows this. The Louise pizza guy came from there.
He used to work at Buddies?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Took his own kind of thing with him, and it's outstanding. I'm having it right now.
All right, who's in the lead? Pizzas, the three pizzas. Can't say
here. Good question. I got to be honest with you. They're all three different, and all three great. We've only done three.
We've done three. We got 17 more to go.
They're all different.
You guys won't come on one day. You got how many, 17 more?
17 more, yeah.
If one is bad, you're going to be like, oh, this pizza sucks, man. Ugh.
No, you know what? It's funny you say that. Mark and I talked about it today. So we just talked about it. And it's not whether or not a pizza sucks, because I don't think pizza is going to be sucked.
You got to really be bad.
You got to be bad to say
pizza,
that.
Dude.
Right,
sure.
It's, right. And, but what you might say is it's not enough sauce or it's not enough cheese. Do you know what I'm saying? More so,
So you'll be more politically correct than you were to Van Gundy.
How about that?
What do you mean with Van Gundy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were real cool telling the Patrick Ewing story. I thought it was a good story. But, man, you know he's embarrassed with that whole porn star.
No, but I didn't say a porn star. I asked him what did I say? What was my question? Who do people say you look like? That's what I said.
I know you didn't want to say it, but he knew what you were talking about.
So, Keith, what you got from the Van Gundy interview is the Ron Jeremy comment?
People kill me. It's just...
There's nothing he can say right now that's good. Cause, I mean, it's downtime right now.
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. But you know what? You can't be like... It's this whole elephant in the room. All I said is, who do people say you look like?
Keith, I will tell you that at his initial press conference, and I couldn't make it, I was screaming because no one asked him about Dwight Howard, about that incident. Yeah. And I said, I'm bound to determine when we have him on the air that I'm going to ask him about his last time we saw him coaching was this bizarre episode with Dwight Howard. And he answered it, I thought, very well.
Right, that was the most weird. I remember seeing it live when it happened, too.
You said what?
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
But I'm telling you, Keith, that was our guy who started that in Orlando, and Stan knows him very well. He's actually been on the set with Ping in the studio doing some wacky bits. Because Stan will do wacky bits with you.
Yeah. Oh, you can tell, man. He looks like he's just a really good guy, fun dude. And Rob, we're all thinking it. I mean, I just thought it was just kind of uncomfortable. You could tell he was, to me, Van Gundy was kind of uncomfortable and.
Well, what's struggling. Keith? What's he gonna? Yeah, they tell me I look like a noted overweight porn star.
I mean, would you be embarrassed about that? It's not your fault.
No, but he could have just laughed it off and said, "Yeah, I've heard that before." I mean, he handled it.
He
fine.
Did. He did. It was fine.
He handled it fine.
He didn't say, "I don't want to talk."
I think he was squirming. I think he wanted to say something, but he bit his tongue and he played dumb. I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
he didn't admit anything.
Well, it was fine. I mean,
Maybe he's never seen a good porn with Ron Jeremy.
Mark and I do radio. We're not going to sit here. We've had everybody on, and whatever needs to be asked, we'll ask. And that's it. Either people have a right to say they want to answer it or they don't.
No, I'm not criticizing. I just thought it was funny, Rob. I said, like I said, when you said it, I thought he was uncomfortable, and it is what it is. I mean, he looked like him. He didn't want to talk about it, so.
Hey, Keith, yeah. I've watched Stan Van Gundy now since he was at Wisconsin. Okay, and I brought up the Wisconsin thing because he knew right away that it was Judd's last game in the Big Ten.
I hate to tell you, but Judd's last game was 10 years earlier.
No, because that year they went 22-6. That was actually a good year for the Spartans. They just lost in the first round of the tournament to Weber State. But the last Big Ten game was against Stan Van Gundy and the Wisconsin Badgers, and they won, and State won by 25 at Breslin. But one thing I've known about Van Gundy, he doesn't squirm a lot, dude. He's pretty cool with any question you ask him. He's not going to be that guy who's going to fly away from stuff, even something as stupid as Ron Jeremy.
Well, he knew what Rob was talking about, don't you think?
I don't know. How can I know?
I'm just asking your opinion. As a fan sitting out here as a listener, that's what I got from that. That's why I called to tell you guys, like, oh, man, I think he was. It wasn't like a huge deal. But
well, maybe that's one thing in his life that he does kind of squirm about.
Well, nobody wants to be. It wasn't like I said, hey, Stan, you look like whatever. I mean, I
just saw Ron Jeremy and blah, 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 three chicks the other night.
Exactly.
Right, no, you did it coolly. Like I said, it's just, anyway. I was talking about a couple of days ago, Pistons making a trade, and I know, like you guys said, it's probably far-fetched. You know, I just want to see something exciting, you know, like, and maybe they trade Monroe. I read on Bleacher Report that they were talking about him going to possibly New Orleans just because he's from there.
For what?
They were talking about Ryan Anderson, the shooting guard. I mean, they were just kind of speculating what would work for both teams.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's guys who sit around and they try to figure out these things, and they're not based on anything other than looking at numbers and, you know what I mean, and saying, hey, this might work or whatever. A lot of that stuff is just speculatory, you know?
Yeah, but, and like, you know, we talked about before, like I said, either him or Josh Smith have to be traded. So if he's a restricted free agent.
Dude, nobody's taking Smith's contract.
But look, I'm telling you, Keith, he put it out there. Did you hear the interview? He said that's a nice rotation between those three guys in the 4 and 5 spot. What did he just say?
Well, we thought that last year, too, but they...
He said a rotation between those three and the 4 and 5. So basically he said somebody's going to the bench and we'll rotate those guys in and out. That's what he said.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going to say whatever you can on whatever, June
4th. No. He didn't
I'm just saying, things change. You know, guys say something one day.
He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to say that.
No, he didn't. And maybe that's how he truly feels. I'm just saying, if they're going to move a guy, because they're going to have too much salary tied up. I mean, Drummond, you're going to pay Drummond in, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, you got a couple of years for him. You're not worried about him.
You got all this money tied up in your front court. I don't know. I still just see, hopefully, Monroe's nothing special to me. I think he's a solid player, but he's just not the most athletic guy. It just doesn't seem like a good pairing. And maybe
Keith, my problem with Greg Monroe is the same problem I had since I saw him at Vegas Summer League. That was, I think, the last year of the Pistons. I sat with Joe at Vegas Summer League at the Cox Pavilion next to Thomas and Mack, and I said, there's 20 guys that does what he does.
Exactly.
The landscape in the NBA is littered with guys who do exactly what Greg Monroe offers.
That's exactly how I feel. I think he's a good guy, but that's got nothing to do with it. It's just like what you said. It's just you can get another guy to fill that role, and maybe a guy with more athletic ability, too. But nothing's really going to change the Pistons unless they get better shooting. So it would be interesting to see what they try to bring in as far as, you know, some guys that can really fill
it up. But, Keith, let me tell you this. Sometimes I think people think it's, like, impossible. And whatever you want to say, when Joe took over that team, go back and look at that team and the moves he made. It didn't take 10 years to change it. It didn't take 10 years. He started in, what, 2001? By 2004... they won a championship. I mean, it wasn't because they made the right moves. They moved the right pieces. Don't forget, what's the first thing that happened when Joe D took over? What was the first thing?
The Grant Hill.
Grant Hill walked on him, right? First thing.
And they got lucky, right?
Because he walked on him on crutches. Remember him arriving in Orlando with crutches?
Yep.
And no one even knew he had the real problem?
But wait a minute. Right. No. They signed him to that deal, Mark, without even giving him a physical.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right.
And he gets off the plane on crutches.
Remember, it was supposed to be Tim Duncan, Grant Hill, and somebody else trying to play together.
And Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady, that's right.
Right? That's what it was.
That was the first tropical trio.
Yep. Very good.
You know, the other thing, and I love
yes? Keith, did you forget your stuff?
I did.
All right,
you know, what's really weird is watching online and talking to you guys because it's a delay.
Are you watching?
I'm watching.
It's so hard. You see the way I'm always slouching. I'm batting on my glasses.
Are Keith watching us right now?
Yeah, he says he's watching and talking.
Yeah, I see my name on the screen. I'm trying to talk to you guys. It's like a second or, you know, 2-3 second delay. So anyway, I'm sorry. I forget what I was going to say after.
It's all cool. But we appreciate it, Keith, and thanks for the support, buddy.
Keith forgot what he's going to say. We can't wait forever, you know.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to
Jamoke
Gamble, J.R. Gamble, the writer for the Shadow League.
Oh, We like J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir.
He wrote, so I got to ask what he wrote. He wrote something on Facebook that was pretty creative. I'll have to see if he can remember because I can't. I got to write this stuff down. There you go. Sports Night with Parker DeMann on a Shadow League Wednesday. Stan Van Gundy been on tonight, and we're enjoying pizza from Louie's Pizza tonight. 23141, mark it down, DeQuinder, between 9 and 10 mile. Their number is 248-547-1711. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. It's Juniza here in the building. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joik Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Detroit weather. That's okay. I just got the finger from Gary.
It's when we want to weather.
Not that finger, the other finger. Which, what are we doing it? Why are we doing it now? Because we wanted to.
That's right.
Rain has moved out of the area. We got cloudy skies right now. And how about I give you three great days? How about sunny and 73 tomorrow, sunny and 76 Friday, sunny and 78 Saturday? Who takes that and runs to the bank?
So tomorrow when EP and I go to the Tigers Blue Jays
should be a
game.
Beautiful, for the 108 start tomorrow, should be a beautiful afternoon at Comerica Park in downtown Detroit, currently in Metro Detroit. It is cloudy and 65 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
Because we're on it. That's why, because we damn well want to, and we are on it. All right, we're going to get J.R. Gamble. Jamoke is going to come on. It's a Shadow League Wednesday. He's written a lot for the Shadow League. Rob Parker writes a lot for the Shadow League.
I have a column.
Go to theshadowleague.com and see it.
Column right now, Mark, on how LeBron James' legacy hangs in the balance here. Got to win that third championship, I think, to make it all legit, everything that went down.
Well, how cool would this be? Pat Riley is the one who has the patent on the word three-peat. He's never actually won one. Is that right? Riley's never won and had a three-peat, even though he has the patent
on
it.
That's funny, yeah.
He came within one, he had the two, then lost the third one. So now he has a chance to actually use the three-peat.
But anybody who's used it has had to
pay him.
Right.
He's got the patent on the word, but he never did it in L.A., and he hadn't done it in Miami. He got out of L.A. before they won three in a row. And then he's got this opportunity. So more than LeBron, I think Pat Riley's three-peat legacy hangs in the balance with this current tropical trio of Bosh, Wade, and LeBron going for the three-peat. And how about Boris Diaw? Let's see, what are we going to get out of Boris? How about a career playoff high 26 in that clincher over OKC on Saturday? You know that was the second most bench points in a series clincher in the last 15 years? Diaw's 26. Who had the most?
Robert Horry.
No, come on.
Corliss Williamson.
You were right there. Come on. Nope. It was against the Pistons.
I was close. Who was it?
Daniel Gibson.
Booby Gibson.
Booby had the 31 against him in 07.
Oh, that was brutal.
So Diaw's 26.
Brutal.
Most in the last 15 years off the pine. And this could be the swan song for Detroit's very own, Country Day's very own, Shane Battier, who has all but told people he's going to go become a college basketball analyst for ESPN.
Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's doing. He's not running for U.S. Senate. He's not going to private bit. Well, he can do that maybe in his off time. But he's already, like, gone to – oh, I told you that Dan Orlovsky's going to broadcast camp for NFL guys while he's currently a player with the Lions.
All right, we might have to talk to JR after the sports wrap.
That's fine.
Okay.
So Dan Orlovsky's doing that. They have the same thing in the NBA, where they pick NBA guys who want to be broadcasters. And there's actually a big to-do right now about the Battier thing, because that would be like five Duke guys. Jay Billis and him and Jay Williams, all these Duke guys, Grant Hill obviously, all doing color commentary work on between like TBS and ESPN. Way too many Dukies. Oh, it's only a matter of time before Christian Laettner resurfaces and starts doing some basketball commentary. And you know who he'll do it with? His buddy, Jerry Smokehouse.
Stop. Is he really?
No. No, but do you remember the incident on the plane with Stackhouse and Laettner?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they beat each other up or something.
When he got up, Laettner owed him some money for a gamble or something, for a bet. And they came off the plane with a black eye. Jerry wanted to get paid up.
That's something that I still can't. That's, some of those stories are phenomenal. Phenomenal.
You can't make it up.
Phenomenal. No, you couldn't make it up if you tried. All right, we'll do that. We got coming up, we got a sports wrap. We'll get you caught up because that's important right now, too. And we'll hook up with Jared Gamble, Jamoke, from the Shadow League on a Shadow League Wednesday. Our number is 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. It's a Louise Pizza Wednesday on Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan. Tell me the break.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Let's do a little sports wrap action brought to you by who, Rob Parker?
Sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, make sure you go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Marcus.
And then J.R. Gamble coming up on a Shadow League Wednesday. We are in the top of the eighth. Toronto has added another off Evan Reed. 4-2, and they got a man on second. So it's a two-run Blue Jay lead. Top eight, Evan Reed pitching right now. The Toronto is only one away. So
oh, that bullpen, coming. Very nice. Good job.
Oh, boy. Well, at least you could say that Joe Nathan won't blow the game tonight if it stays this way. Huh? Eh? Anybody? Miggy has a homer tonight, his 11th. Dean Kinsler is 5th. And Melky Cabrera for the Jays has his 9th. And that's 4-2 Toronto right now in the 8th. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 1, second period. Rangers still lead the Kings 2-1. All three goals in the first period. New York on top of L.A. The goaltending coming up big so far in the second period between Henrik Lundqvist and Jonathan Quick. NBA Finals begin tomorrow night in San Antonio. Other baseball, American League, Yankees and Oakland now tied at 4 in the 6th.
What happened, Lucy?
Still a delay in Cleveland. They haven't called it yet. At least it's not posted. Boston and Cleveland, that game has not even started. Baltimore over Texas, 4-2 now in the 4th. Angels lead the Astros 1-0 5th at Minute Maid. Interleague Series, final from this afternoon. Braves get shut out by Seattle. Lloyd McClendon, 2-0. 5 in a row for the Mariners now. Iwakuma with 7 innings and 7 Ks. I heard it. Oh, that's all I heard. Fernando Rodney, a 16th save. Marlins lead the Rays 5-3 now in the 7th. 1-0 St. Louis, Kansas City 5th. Adam Wainwright has not allowed the Royals a hit yet. He's a guy that could throw one, if you know what
I'm
saying.
Mark, don't want to interrupt the rap. You got to look, please. Just watch this.
Oh, God.
Runners go. Look
it's
at
the baseball.
Look, wait. No.
Okay. He took a weird bounce off the thing. That wasn't his. I know.
No, I didn't say it was an error. I'm just saying, look at it.
It looked a little Keystone Cop-ish, yes. He went, whoa, went that way on him. Minnesota 3-1 over Milwaukee in the 5th. National League, San Diego or Pittsburgh 3-2 is now a final. It's gone final at Petco. That was a 6:30 start. Don't think that was a late game in San Diego. They're now delayed in Washington due to rain. It's 8-4 Nationals in the 7th over the Phillies. John Mayberry Jr., his third homer of the season. San Fran leads Cincinnati 3-2 in the 7th. Mike Morse is 12th. Ruben Tejada, his 2nd. The Mets lead the Cubs 4-2 at Wrigley in the 5th. Arizona over Colorado 3-0 3rd. MLB draft is tomorrow. Tigers pick 23rd in the first round. And let's just get to Jamoke. Okay, that's your sports wrap. Presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here he is. We call him the Gambler. Can we go by the Gambler? Is that his nickname?
That's right, the Gambler.
Jamoke Gamble. Yeah. Shadow League Wednesday. What's up, Jamoke?
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, fella. Parker is the man once again. Shadow League Wednesday. The Gambler's here to entertain and also engage.
That's right.
Two legends. Well, two legends in the game.
Well, in the old days, man. Don't forget, Jamoke used to co-host Sports Rap Radio on the old station we were on.
I
on the weekend.
Do you think it got by me?
No, I know that. So he used to be, he was in Detroit.
I didn't know who I liked better, Jamoke or Sonia when she was on your Sports Rap.
Sonia, there you go.
I'm just doing it all.
You know what?
I'm kicking it old school.
Hey, Jamoke, I think he liked Sonia because she had tatas. So I'm sure he liked
I didn't
Sonia.
Want to look at Jamoke's tatas, that's so I went with Sonia on the tatas.
I would figure
her
that.
Updates were top rate. That's what I'll say.
Is their top
updates
rate?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Sonia's were?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. Let's talk about, you just did a piece on the shadowleague.com. And if people don't know, it's a great website. I do write a column for it. Jamoke is one of the featured writers as well. J.R. Gamble is his byline. And he did a piece on Dwayne Wade. So let's talk about the preview of the NBA Finals, which starts tomorrow, 9 o'clock ABC. And the Spurs and the Heat, first game is in San Antonio. How many games, who you picking and why?
Well, naturally, I think it's going to go 7. I think everyone else in the world pretty much assumes it's going to go 7 games. It benefits the NBA. It benefits the fans, and it benefits the moment. And you know, the crucial consequences and what's at stake in this championship series for both teams, for Tim Duncan as well, for LeBron James, for the Spurs, for Miami. Is this the end of that run, that magical run the Spurs have had over the past decade? And my particular story, though, focuses on Dwayne Wade and how Dwayne Wade used a Shaq. I know this doesn't sound right in the same sentence, but a Shaq Zen Master move to get LeBron to where he has to go. If you remember, in that 06 finals, when the Miami Heat were down 0-2, Shaq pulled Dwayne Wade aside, this is a famous story, and said, this is your team now. You can do it. I think you're as good as Kobe Bryant. I have no problem with giving you the ball. Wade responded with averaging 34.7 a game. What do you have, 43, 42, and then 36, somewhere around there, the next three games.
Only problem with it was he got 20 points from the free throw line in every game.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, he beasted his way to the line. I'm not going to say if every call he got was legit.
Okay, as long as you acknowledge that, you know what I'm talking about. That was unbelievable in that series. I've never seen a guy get that many calls ever. But he did win, and I guess the question is, so in seven, who are you picking first? And then we can kind of go after that. Who are you picking?
I have to pick Miami. And I'll attribute a lot of that to Dwayne Wade as well. But psychologically, he did the same thing to LeBron that Shaq did with him. And he used the same game to prolong his career and get himself some more championships. When he sat LeBron down after that 2011 finals loss to Dallas to start the 2012 season and said, look, everyone's talking about who's the leader of this team and who should get the last shot. You're the man. And once he gave him that official pat on the back, it seemed like they took off as well. And now they're a well-oiled machine. It's got to be Miami.
I thought he said it was Ray Allen, because last year, if it wasn't for Ray Allen taking that shot, none of them would be winning anything.
Yeah, he came to LeBron at the beginning of 2012. Ray Allen, Udonis Haslam, Chris Bosh, you could throw them all in. But the dynamic duo on that team, we know. What they need to go. He came to LeBron and said, it's your team.
All right, I got the Spurs in six. I think the Spurs had them beat last year. You say no way, no how?
No way, no how. It's LeBron James' time.
And the first two games were in San Antonio, and they have home court. And last year, half of the arena in Miami walked out with a minute to go. And they pulled the ropes up and they wheeled out the trophy. You remember all that? Before, what's his name? The kid missed a free throw. I always forget this
kid. Mr. Free throw.
No, Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard.
What's that?
I don't think the Spurs have it in them.
Okay. No. I'm
with Jim. Okay. And you're not going to like what I say. I don't even want to. I don't even want to give my pick.
I can't see it happening. You can go back to last year and say that Ray Allen didn't hit the three and so forth. But
Tim Duncan misses a layup in game seven that would have tied the game with a minute to go. You remember that?
He might miss another one.
And in the other championship that they won,
if Wade's healthier this year than he was last year.
They knocked down 1,000 threes in that contest with Shane Battier and the other guy, Mike Miller. Go back. They set a record for three-pointers in that
series. And Jamoke, the only reason this comes up is because – it's such a long period of time with Pop and these guys. You can add a Tiago Splitter if you want, or a Danny Green, or a Kawhi Leonard who played for Steve Fisher.
But the nucleus is old. I got it.
And you got Duncan, you got Parker, you got Ginobili, and people just don't want to believe that in 2014 this can continue. And you think that at some point they're going to trip. Did they huff and puff their way past OKC? Or maybe the Thunder isn't as quite as good as we thought? Because I don't know why it's in my head. I'm just going to say it out loud. I don't know why I see Miami in five. And the reason I say five is because all they got to do is split in San Antonio. I don't care if they lose one. They lose 100-0 for all I care. But if they split in San Antonio, you go to Miami, it could be curtains after that. Now, if they lose 100.
That's a very good point.
So
that's
I don't. Miami, I don't have to win two. I don't care about home court in San Antonio. I got to pull out one. Don't even really have to do that. But if I want to win in five, I do.
I'd love to see LeBron James lose. I mean, I really would, but I just don't see it. I don't see it happening when looking at the big picture, when looking at what's at stake, when looking at what the NBA would like to occur, what the fans are waiting to occur. It's just LeBron's time. He'll get his third championship. He'll three-peat, and then they can just totally eliminate.
And if they don't, where would you go if they don't? Say they lose this series, then what? Where are you with LeBron and the whole thing put together?
9 yards?
Yeah.
He's definitely leaving. If they lose, then he's definitely gone.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see. It all starts tomorrow night, right, at 9 o'clock ABC, Jamoke Gamble. I don't know. Moak, we got to bet lunch. So when I come to New York in July or whenever, we will bet lunch on this one, all right? I want a piece of that.
Okay, filet mignon, baby, because I'm going to win
this one. Wow, look at that.
But that's all you're
going to
eat anyhow. That's all Rob will have anyhow, Jerry. You know that.
Wow.
I know that.
What did you have on Facebook the other day that got my attention?
Mark said he got something.
You wrote something like with some real fire and vigor, vitriol, and what was it, Jamoke? It was like the other, like 2 days ago.
Pick one.
No, but it was something I actually read. It was really good, and I should have written it down and say, "Oh, I gotta mention this if he's on Wednesday."
It was. Is it sports related?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I forget. It was whatever it was. It got my
attention.
We'll
talk about it next time for sure.
I'm gonna write them down from now on, okay?
Yes, please.
And how's my godson doing?
I'm rapid fire.
He wants to know how his godson's doing.
Oh, he's doing great. 3 for 3 today. We played Monday, played today. We have a doubleheader Saturday, doubleheader Sunday. You know, we're just getting ready for South Carolina, the baseball nationals, to represent New York City in the 9 and under division.
Very nice. I love that you're coaching. I love that you're coaching the little league with the boys. That's great. So, all right.
Got my little nephew. We got the whole gang going. You know,
appreciate
bringing
that
the hood to MLB, baby. Bringing it back. Mickey Rivers, Ricky Henderson.
Mickey
but
Rivers.
I love it. You
but
know
with,
it.
Mick with the degrees, quick. With articulate with degrees, though. You know.
I got you. I hear you.
Mickey, you don't need an Ebonics interpreter.
Hey, Mickey Rivers with a degree would have been dangerous.
Mick the Quick.
Mick the Quick with a degree.
He walked like an old man.
Know,
that was a funny thing.
Lethal.
It would have been a lethal injection of Mick the Quick.
All right. We appreciate
thanks,
it. Hey,
Jamoke.
Mo, always. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have another great show.
All right.
See you soon.
Yep. All right. Jamoke Gamble. J.R. Gamble is the writer from the ShadowLeague.com. Mark, it is a Shadow League Wednesday. Every Wednesday we have a writer from the website.
You know, I love Tim Duncan. I want to marry him. But I got to tell you, it's got to end at some point. How can this continue?
Mark,
the infusion of youth has not been that great.
It's funny. The debate on the barbershop show this Saturday at 11:30.
On what?
On WADL, Channel 38.
Channel 38. What time's it on again?
11:30 on
what
Saturday
day is that?
Morning.
Saturday.
Every Saturday. Matter of fact, EP's on the show this week.
EP's on the show.
And
11:30, half an hour program
on
Waddle.
Our big debate is about that, Mark. If you're Tim Duncan, if you win, would you retire? And the other second part of it, is he the most underrated star the NBA's had?
What's his contract? Is he done?
I think, is this it?
You got to tell me about his contract, dude. I'm not throwing $20 million. I think it's $12 million now. I'm not throwing that in the garbage.
And the Toronto scored another run off the bullpen off. Phil Koch is in now.
Oh, let me get out of it. We have any notifications? We do. We have Twitter notifications. We got a guy about Louis. Thank you there, Nick. He wrote about Louis. Louis Pizza right here on DeQuinter between 9 and 10. Dwight, don't tread on my ping. Ring, ping, ring, ping. We've gotten a bunch of them from him tonight. Very good. That's at our Twitter page. You can always hit us up at Twitter or on our Facebook page. It's last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Tigers are now down 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. So it's a 4-run Blue Jay lead. And they're going to need some big bats need to come out.
No, and everybody, Mark, go ahead. Just keep saying it. Everything's going to be okay. This is what people are saying, right? Every day you hear people say on the radio, everybody, oh, it's going to be okay. They just hit a rough patch. It's just been the last 10 days. No, it's not. Mark, now we're past 3 weeks. We're going into a month of lousy, stinking baseball. lousy, stinking baseball. And keep talking about, well, they still have a four-game lead. Well, they still have the third-best record in the American League. Well, they still lead the Central Division. Well. Well, what?
Well, Miguel Cabrera's got 50 ribbies now.
Well, Miguel Cabrera still has 50 ribbies. Well,
Suarez, I think he's coming up. He's going to make his major league debut at the bat coming up.
Well, what has he done? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
I don't know. People, wake up. It's a bad baseball team. It's a bad lot.
Wow.
Hello?
You know they're 31-23,
that's
right?
That's fine. No, 31-24. How's
Ouch.
That?
Ouch. Man, that hurts.
I want winners.
Gary, am I wrong? Gary.
I'm pretty sure Suarez, dude.
Gary, get on the microphone.
I think we should stop and just pay homage to Suarez for his first major league at bat.
Gary, how many times are you going to keep saying everything's going to be all right?
I'm not going to call them a bad baseball team, no.
Are they not a bad baseball team right now, Gary?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about now. I'm not talking about what you should be doing. I'm talking about right now. Are they not bad?
No, they are now. Okay. I mean, we just talked about it. The at-bats when the bases were loaded with no outs, they couldn't get a sac fly. I mean, come on.
What did they get? Strikeout on a bad pitch.
And two pop-outs
in
the infield.
Two foul pop-ups in the infield.
So Duncan's contract's done after this year.
That's what I thought. Right.
Or is it after 2015? After next year? Well, he's playing. What are you talking about? He's not going to give up money. He's Tim Duncan.
He can still say I'm done.
Oh, please. You kidding? That guy spends money on all these damn trips he takes to the Bahamas.
I don't know about that. He's got an ex-wife now after she got caught messing around with the trainer or something.
Don Zimmer died.
Allegedly.
Don Zimmer passed.
Did he?
They just put up a graphic. Said Don Zimmer had his face in his ears.
That's so sad. I mean, Don Zimmer passed baseball for a long time. And you
manager
know
of the Cubs.
And what do people remember him for?
Being fat?
No. Don Zimmer. Come on, Gary just did
it. What, the Red Sox?
Mark, what do you remember him for?
Oh, when he pulled down what's-his-ass in the fight.
Right. When Perez. Oh, God.
Tony Perez?
No. When he got knocked down.
Pedro. He went running at Pedro, and Pedro grabbed him by the side of the head and just threw him to the ground.
I didn't remember who did it.
It was Pedro.
All right, we got last call time. I'm finishing up the last two of the Louis Pizza. It's the Quinter between 9
Mark,
and 10.
That's so rude to still be eating
on
the air 2 hours later. All right.
I know. But it's so good. What can I do?
All right, 248-848-1130.
Last call time. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, I'm telling you one more time tonight, you got any issues whatsoever on our great Detroit roadways, you need to take your car, truck, or van, heck, even just for the routine stuff, to the pros at Expert Car Care, Rob. That's XPERT.
That's right. Expert Car Care, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest price in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert services everything. Mike and his great people know what they're doing, top to bottom, front to back, A to Z, simple as a tire repair, as major as replacing your transmission or engine. And if you mention these two cats you're looking at right now at ParkerAndTheMan.com, you'll be very happy you did.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but also...
Yep, well, got away. Go ahead.
I just can't... Who's playing first? Also, a free front wheel alignment if needed.
Should have been double play. Anyhow, yes, that's $100 in savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
The Bears, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the fans, the umpires, and my family.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm sorry.
Because that's the Don Zimmer bit.
One more time.
Yeah, I think he has to re-rack.
You have to re-rack it?
He's got to re-rack.
Well, the Bears, the Yankees. The Red Sox.
Wow, this is, you know what, Rob?
The umpires,
he used to do that, too, when he would do that.
Family.
It breaks down.
Like somebody's happy to you.
So sad. The
Don Zimmer's passed away. He's died.
How old? How old was he? Did we get a number? Age?
I didn't see the first part of it. It just says, I saw the 2014. I didn't see the first four numbers. He's got to be in his 80s, late 80s. Maybe 90? Nah, Zim couldn't be that old. He could be 90. If probably in his 80s. All right, it's last call time. Dude, KC, haven't you already been on tonight?
Yeah, yeah, but I had to call back since it is Junisa, and then give you the quick history on the Louis pizza that you're eating.
Yes, it's Louis pizza.
It originated at Buddy's Pizza on Conant, and they were brothers.
Right.
And one of them went down the street and opened up the first Shields, and then the other brother went down onto Quinder and opened up Louis.
So they're responsible for Shields as well.
Exactly.
How about that? So Shields and Buddies and Louis, and we're sampling Louis Deep Dish. They're on DeQuinder between 9 and 10 Mile.
Yeah, I used to deliver all the flour and the pizza sauce to all of them, so.
Okay.
And then what? You lost your gig, too, when you gave away a free Pepsi, right?
There you go, man. I can never be a Pepsi delivery guy. Yes, I all day long, but not a Pepsi guy.
You see how Rob never lets things go, KC? Just never lets them go.
KC, you know I love you. I do, seriously.
You love KC.
I do. He's my guy.
Do you want to marry him?
No, I don't want to marry. He's married. He's got a couple of kids. Every Friday night, he brings pizza home to the kids and the wife.
I think he'd leave his wife for you, Rob,
right?
Honestly.
KC?
Exactly. You know, I'll do the Chinese every Friday night myself. I don't know. Just got to stay away from all that dough. And to stay away from the track losers, you know, Barbarossa being the Korean barbecue and hopefully California Chromo. I'll win it on Saturday and stuff. But you guys are talking about Tim Duncan. I was telling EP, I saw him play with Wake Forest at the Palace in the regional. Man, he was a man amongst boys. You could tell right away the guy was going to make the transition into the pro game real easy. And I'm sure, you know, David Robinson was glad as hell to have him come in there for the end of his career. I don't know if he's going to hang it up, but, you know, he's going to probably transition. I don't want to say they're going to stink for a year, get a good draft pick, and then, you know, win a championship and they'll retire. But, you know, you couldn't have written it any better for David Robinson to have the best guy coming out of college to play with.
Oh, yeah. It was a perfect scenario. Thanks, I totally agree. And it'll be interesting just to see.
Hard to believe you play with David Robinson. So going back to the Admiral.
So weird.
All right, so as we leave you, the Tigers are trailing 6-2.
Two men on,
and it looked like Suarez got hurt.
He did. He had a terrible slide.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Unbelievable.
Oh, 81, Rob. 83.
Here comes the good part. On up until the
end. Parker's been your friend. 83 years old.
I've been your friend. Okay, for Zimmer. Mm-hmm. All right, Mark, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Sarah, and Ryan, our video streaming minion. Yes, Ryan, we see you over there, all on the other side of the glass, Mark. You know we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him.
And I just finished my last piece, so thanks again to Louis' award-winning pizza. They're on DeQuinder, 23141 between 9 and 10 Mile Road. Go check them out. It was fantastic stuff. Junisa continues tomorrow. Check us on our Facebook and our Twitter, and you can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.